শ্রীরূপমঞ্জরী পদ শ্রীমর সম্পদ শ্রীম ভজন পূজন সেই মোর প্রাণ ধন সেই মোর আভরণ সেই মোর জীবনের জীবন রসনিধি সেই মোর বাঞ্ছা সিদ্ধি সেই মোর বেদের ধরাম ব্রত সেই তপ সেই মোর মন্ত্র জপ সেই মেদের ধর সেই তো সেই মোর মন্ত্র জপ সেই মোর মন্ত্র রসনিধি সেই মোর বাঞ্ছা সিদ্ধি সেই মোর রসনিধি সেই মোর বাঞ্ছা সিদ্ধি সেই মোর বেদের ধরাম সেই ব্রত সেই সেই মোর মন্ত্র সেই মোর ধর্ম কর হবে বিধি সে পদে হবে সিদ্ধি নিরখিব এ দুই নয় সে রূপ মাধুরী রাশি প্রাণ হৃদয় শশি ফুল্লিত হবে নিশি দিনে দর্শন তুরা দর্শন গড়লে যাদে চিরদিন তাপিত বন প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মরে পদ ছায়া হা প্রভু কর দয়া দেহ মরে পদ ছায়া নরোত্তম লইল শরণ নরোত্তম লইল শরণ এ অধম লইল সুতরা প্রভু অ্যাবাউট ছিল গুরু মহারাজ লিটল বিট ইউ ক্যান টেল নট সো লং অ্যাট শর্ট
শ্রীসিদ্ধান্তনিধিম সুভক্তিলসিতম সরস্বতারম্বরম বন্দেতম সুপদম মধুতশরণম জ্ঞাশীশ্বরম শ্রীধরম The only thing that we can know about that type of Vaishnava is our Param Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Rupa, Srila Jaya Goswami Maharaj, is what another Vaishnava of that caliber will tell us. About him. So, in that way, we're also extremely fortunate that there is an interchangeable gift. That our Param Guru Maharaj's greatest gift to all of us was Srila Gurudev, Om Vishnu Padme Sundara Goswami Maharaj. And through that gift, he also reveals himself to us, because without the blessings and the grace and the dispensation of Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaj, then we cannot properly know who is Srila Bhakti Rakak Srila Deva Goswami Maharaj. And if we try to know through our senses, through our intellect, through our mind, we will be misled, because we can't enter into that plane through these mundane instruments. And only we can have some intellectual experience. And Param Guru Maharaj's own words said that the sensation of repetition that is not experienced. So we can read the book, and we can do some intellectual exercise, and we can do it many times, and we can memorize many things in relation to Vaishnava that is sometimes very beautiful. But that exercise in and of itself cannot give us the proper understanding of who is a Vaishnava and what are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So we cannot properly glorify Param Guru Maharaj except for what we have heard from the lotus mouth of Srila Gurudev. He can properly glorify him. He's a member of that club, and he's a resident of that plane. And through him we get the proper understanding. Tathapite deva padam bhujatvaya prasadale shanu brihite vahi. If we get a small particle of mercy, then we can understand everything transcendental. Otherwise not. Otherwise through our research, intellectual exercises, and so many things, reading of books, memorizing facts and times, and so many things like we were taught to do in school, we'll never understand who is a Vaishnava. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahino. So the Vaishnava is also called Bhagavan. Just like we say in our pranam, or our jai dhani, Nasa Kirtan, and other things, we say, Bhagavan, Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because the Vaishnava is also Bhagavan. And for us, the most important type of Bhagavan. And there is a Bhagavan that we have access to. It is a repository of all things devotional for us. But we know we cannot give anything directly to Bhagavan. And we can't give anything directly to Param Guru Maharaj either. And it must go through this authorized source. It must go through Srila Gurudev. What we will give to Param Guru Maharaj, we must first give to him. Otherwise he won't take it. And Param Guru Maharaj won't take anything from us directly. But he will take anything from the hand of Srila Gurudev. Anything. Just like in Mahaprabhu's pastime, Mahaprabhu would not accept anything directly from anyone. Anything that Srup Damodar Goswami would give him, he would happily accept. And so our Param Guru Maharaj is like that. He did not want to take anything from anybody's hand, ever. But anything, anything, whether it's food, medicine, you know, Vaishnava literature, songs, anything connected with the divine plane, he wanted to get from the hand of our Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Deva Swami Maharaj, not from any other place. And so whatever we will offer to him, we must first offer to Srila Gurudev, otherwise he will not accept our offering. And he is Bhagavan. As Bhagavan Sri Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, therefore we can say Bhagavan Sri Srila Bhakti Ratak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. He is also Bhagavan. And of course our illustrious Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, he is also Bhagavan. So Janati Tatvam Bhagavan Mahimno. We will understand something about them when we get some drop of mercy. And a whole ocean of mercy is coming through the authorized agents, the Sadgurus. And Krishna has chosen someone, one of Srila Gurudev's favorite songs that he likes to sing so much. Re mama durmati samsar vitore poriya chinuam. Tava nidya jan. That's somebody directly selected by the Lord, his own person. That's somebody he really likes. Kono mahajani, some great soul of your own group. You sent that person for me. And that person is carrying everything, all mercy, all knowledge, all everything that we need to go to them. And all types of instruction, and how to behave, how to sing, how to cook, and whatever we will offer from our heart, that person is directing us, directing our heart's offering. And everything that will come from above to us must come through that agency. Otherwise not. Otherwise, why would we draw the attention of the transcendental plane? What do we have of our own that is so wonderful that Krishna will notice us? There's so many unlimited living entities wandering in this world, and this world is a small thing. that there's millions and billions, uncountable worlds. When Mahavishnu breathes out, right, how many pores are on my own arm? I don't know. Right? Or even this part of my hand, I can't calculate how many pores. And how many pores are on Mahavishnu? And when he breathes out, all these universes are coming out with all those living entities. So what about me is so special that I will bring Krishna's attention to me? It's impossible. But if we have some relationship with a Vaishnava and they will bless us, then we will understand. Then Krishna's attention will come to us. Everything will come to us. The proper understanding will come to us. The speciality of the gift of our Guru Bhargava will be known to us by their grace. Everything will come to us. So who is Param Guru Maharaj? We know something, little thing, because we have heard from the lotus mouth of Srila Gurudev about Param Guru Maharaj's divine qualities, about his divine pastime, about his unique situation in the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya, and about the power transmission of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. That on the passing away of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that this particular song that Srila Gurudev just sang, that was requested by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that our Param Guru Maharaj would sing that song, and nobody else. So many sweet singers, that we can't imagine how sweetly they can sing, were present in the assembly of Saraswati Thakur. But he did not want to hear any sweet singer, because he wanted to give the power transmission of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya to our Param Guru Maharaj. And our Param Guru Maharaj didn't throw that away. The power transmission of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya he gave to our illustrious Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. He's carrying that power now of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya, and he's carrying everything else. Because his Guru Maharaj, our Param Guru Maharaj, composed his Pranam Mantra. And he composed his Guru Maharaj's Pranam Mantra that we say every day, the Devam Jagatanam Sitanga Padanam. And his Guru Maharaj, in a very unique way, composed his Pranam Mantra. Gura Vishwa Sipuragam. What does that mean? We're all trying to do that in our own way, whatever capacity we have. We're trying to satisfy Srila Gurudev. But if Gurudev will say, Gurga Bhishta Shupurakam, beyond any hopes and dreams, beyond my imagination, he has satisfied my desire. And Guru Ganaya Shishisham Bhushitam, he is decorated with everything. Every Vaishnava that has anything has blessed him. Chinta Chinta Samasabeya Nipunam. And he knows everything that is conceivable and everything that is inconceivable. So he knows who is Param Guru Maharaj, because for us it's inconceivable. And what is Param Guru Maharaj's situation? What is his position? What is his stature devotionally? What he will do is in the transcendental realm? It's all inconceivable for us, but it is not inconceivable for him. Chinta chinta samasta vedanipunam. And he knows everything, all the inconceivable things also. And he's so beautiful. And his Param Guru Maharaj noticed that. And he asked him to do something for us. Bande Vishra Gurum Sadhya Bhagavat Prem No He Bijavatam. Go around and put this seed, this very special seed, into the heart of everyone. And he's putting it in the heart of every sincere seeker. In the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And patra patra vicharanaya. No examination. No consideration. And sometimes our Gurudev is criticized for that. But he's too merciful. He's not making any examination. He's not disqualifying people. Other societies, they're very proud. And they disqualify people after some examination. But our Gurudev is too merciful. And if we hear from him, if we're chaste to him, if we're loyal and faithful to him, then the full understanding of the glories of our Param Guru Maharaj will be revealed to us. little something he's revealing to us, like gradually. What is the gift of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya? And just before we came to Thailand, Srila Gurudev was speaking something about that, about the gift of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya. What is the gift of the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya? What does it mean to be in the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya? And that our Gurudev is bringing us into, connecting us with that family of Srila Rupa Goswami. And we heard this song just a few minutes ago from Srila Gurudev's lotus mouth, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. What is that situation? Sayamara Samapada. What is that treasure of Srila Rupa Goswami? What do we get when we are connected with the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya? So Srila Gurudev is revealing all of that to us and more. And then we can understand. Then we can get it if he's a little bit merciful to us. And we know he's not a little bit merciful to anyone. He's extremely merciful to everyone. Then we will understand properly who is Param Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhakti Rakhap, Sri Rajiv Goswami Maharaj. What is his unique and special gift to the Rupa Nuga Sampradaya? Srila Gurudev is always telling us that, more and more telling us that, about explanation of Sikh Shastra, about explanation of Gayatri Mantra, so many unique things, about explanation of Chaturshloki of Bhagavad Gita. And nobody else before ever said those things. Nobody else ever explained like the way Param Guru Maharaj explained Chaturshloki of Bhagavad Gita. No one else ever explained Gayatri Mantra the way Param Guru Maharaj explained it. Nobody else ever explained the Sikshastaka Shloka, especially Chaitodhakara Mahajan, especially the Shloka, the way our Param Guru Maharaj explained it. And something that we haven't heard yet, that is Param Guru Maharaj's explanation of the last Shloka, Sikshastaka. But that explanation that he gave to our Param Guru Maharaj when he was 17 years old, that explanation of the last Shloka, of Sikshastra, Aslishava Apavaratam Dilashtimaha, that explanation. And then one Vaishnava objected, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj, Srila Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he objected, oh, you're giving this explanation to this young boy of this shloka. And Param Guru Maharaj said, I'm giving that explanation to him because he is qualified. And so everything he gave to him, and he is giving to us, that is how we are getting it. That is how we are getting our understanding of Param Guru Maharaj, our understanding of Krishna, our understanding of Mahaprabhu, of Srimati Radharani, of the whole divine realm. Everything that we know, and everything that is special, he is telling us. And anything that is negative, he is avoiding. And so many negative things, Srila Gurudev told me. Like one sannyasi taught him all the negative shlokas about ladies. And the shastra has many negative shlokas about ladies. No offense to ladies. And Gurudev knows all those shlokas, right? But he never tells them. He never tells any negative shlokas about anything. I'm a foolish person. I'm a truck driver. But I know many negative shlokas also. And Srila Gurudev never tells them. He knows them all, but he never tells them. Because Srila Gurudev is giving us the speciality, the essence of everything. What is the most special thing? Like, what is the most special about Mahaprabhu's conception? What is the most special thing we will find in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita? What is the most special thing we will find in Param Guru Maharaj? What is the most special thing we will find everywhere? That our Gurudev is giving us. And we used to say, at the time of initiation, Adnama Shrestam Manumapi, Sachiputam Atak Sarupam, Rupam Tasya Vijamurupurim, Maturim, Roshtabhatim, Radhapurim, Girivaram, Aho Radhikam, Madhavatam, Prapto Jasya, Pratita Kripaya, Shivarum Tam Nikosi. And he's giving us all of that, including Param Guru Maharaj. What is Param Guru Maharaj's beauty? What is his conception? What is his speciality? Gradually all that will be revealed in our heart by the blessing of Srila Gurudev. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Rata Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Tadiyati Loma Astiti Bara Ki
Jai.
Jai. এই লেকচারটা না কেউ যদি বাংলা করতে পারে খুব ভালো হয়, তুমি পারবে? এই লেকচারটা তো তোমার রয়েছে, বাংলা খুব ভালো লেকচার, মানে ওর টপ টু বটম টাচ অল। তুমি কিছু বলবে? কে বলবে আর কে বলবে? আমি তো বলতে পারবো না। আমাকে আসতে হবে, ইট ইজ মাই ডিউটি টু অ্যাটেন্ড শ্রীল গুরুপাদ পদ্ম লাস্ট টাইম 8 কোয়ার্টার সময় অপ্রকট হয়েছে।
সকালবেলা শুনেছি
আমি সেখানে দাঁড়িয়ে সিং হরে কৃষ্ণ
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ
হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি সমবেত ভক্তমণ্ডলী কি গৌর পরমানন্দে। নাও আই এম গোয়িং অফ।
জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস জগদ্গুরু শ্রী শিল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি
জয়।
জয় শ্রী গুরুদেব কি
জয়। জয়
গৌর পরমানন্দে।